This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ahmad Khan Rahami's father, back in 2014, more than 2 years ago, told the police and the FBI that his son was a terrorist who was traveling to the Middle East to learn how to attack the West. So, as usual, it is a false flag. And by false flag, it doesn't mean that radical Islam or Orthodox Islam or Wahhabist Islam isn't on the march and isn't one of the greatest threats to civilization and culture. That's absolutely true. But our government and Western governments have opened up the doors to bring these people in and to protect them and then to cover up the fact that it's terrorism, and they call it a war on narratives when in reality the White House and the PR people are at war with reality and the truth. That's what they call it, is a war on a narrative. So they spin it around, like changing the name of Al-Qaeda when it came out that our government was funding it and supporting it all over the Middle East and Africa and in Syria and in Egypt. When that all came out, they go, okay, our troops are upset. They know what's going on. Let's change the name. Congress is investigating. Let's change the name to ISIS, which is the Islamic State that is part of Iraq and Syria, a new home base they've carved out for Al-Qaeda, which is just another name, which means the base. Again, it's all a big joke. It's Wahhabist out of Saudi Arabia, and their last name, started in the early 80s, is called Al-Qaeda, which means the base or the homeland, and now their new name is IS, Islamic State, even clearer. Al-Qaeda, the base. IS, the Islamic State, the base. Same black flag, same funding, same people. In fact, I wouldn't use the parable or the analogy or the comparison of my dad is a Jones and then I'm his son. We're closely related. Because ISIS is not the son of Al-Qaeda. ISIS and Al-Qaeda are the sons of the House of Saudi and the Wahhabist. They are brothers. Now, that's the best breakdown of it you're going to get, period. Because I've studied it in depth. That's why Donald Trump was meeting last night with the Egyptian president, one of the most populous Middle Eastern countries in the world, one of the most populous nations, period, in that whole region. And they've been an ally of the West and been what I'd call good Muslims, prosperity, basic freedom compared to the other areas in the region, letting Christians and others live in peace, letting tourists come, not letting the radical Muslims kill everybody. Obama overthrows all that. CNN says it's wonderful 5 years ago. Remember all that? The Arab Spring? Turning Wahhabist Sunnis loose. The Muslim Brotherhood. IS. The base. Setting up their bases. Setting up their states. Setting up their Wahhabist Islamic republics. That's what they're doing. And they play games with the public who's ignorant. And the media criticizes him for meeting with them and saying, we're going to be allies with Egypt again, and we're going to help fight radical Islam with you. Meanwhile, when we come back, the mother of insanity, and Hillary actually agreed with her. Bloomberg, a reporter, asked Hillary, like desperately, is it the Russians? Are they bombing? Because we know that Islamic State and radical Muslims don't exist. I mean, we know there's nothing radical about Islam. It's the religion of peace. She actually says this, basically. So it's got to be the Russians bombing because Muslims never did that. No. And then Hillary goes, oh, yes. Oh, yeah. It's like an Abe Skrilix Carl the Cuck skit or something. It's so over the top. They're like, oh, she goes, oh, yeah. Donald Trump's the one promoting this radical group.
ISIS that has nothing to do with Islam. And yeah, the Russians like him.
So she pretty much agrees with the biggest conspiracy theory made up, moon is made of cheese, crap I ever heard.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for joining us. It is September 20th, 2016 on this Tuesday edition. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Roger Stone is joining us coming up in the last 30 minutes of the third hour with a lot of big breaking news. I will also tell you that we are working on a surprise. I guess you can call it a September surprise for Hillary and the globalists and George Soros that we should be breaking Thursday or Friday. That is big. I'm just going to leave it at that. And the story will go out one way or the other, no matter what happens to InfoWars. But believe me, these are the type of stories that are extremely dangerous. So we need your prayers and your support. We have the reported bomber in New York. We have his father coming out. This is in the New York Times, saying that he told the police in 2014 his son was a terrorist, officials say. So that's Ahmed Khan Rahami's father went to the police, went to the FBI in 2014 when he knew that his son was traveling overseas to Pakistan and other areas, the classic story of going and being radicalized to become an asymmetrical warfighter known in the West as a terrorist. Now, I raise that point because we witnessed Hillary on Sunday, the day after we saw a bomb go off in New Jersey and a bomb go off in New York entering 29 and nine people being stabbed, three of them critically in a small town mall in Minnesota. We witnessed the controlled corporate press further discredit themselves and Hillary come out and further discredit herself and say, yes, I know about the bomb going off in New York and the bomb going off in New Jersey. And that's why we've got to continue to, quote, go after the bad guys. And then 30 seconds later, CNN says, well, Donald Trump came out and called it a bomb. She goes, yeah, see, he's horrible. He's terrible. They're still on the news. CNN, MSNBC, Fox, even this morning, I was watching it, saying Trump jumped the gun. Because, you see, this is a big win for Trump, predicting it being right, calling it first. So they just invert all of that like it's a con game and just announce that it's a horrible thing that he saved a child from a burning building, hypothetically, or it's terrible he saved a kitten out of a tree when a big storm was coming. It's terrible he gave charity to people. When someone's got positives, you don't even try to actually undermine the true story. You just brazenly attack it, even though it doesn't even make sense. In psychological warfare, it just changes the subject. That's what the media is doing. Just like they call it a war on narratives, saying that because we admit ISIS is attacking us, because we admit Al-Qaeda is attacking us, because we admit that radical Islam is in a major offensive jihad worldwide, invading 20-plus countries in the last 5 years alone, and our own globalist government financed and protected it and called it a peaceful revolution, the Arab Spring, launching it in Egypt and Tunisia in North Africa. The truth is the globalists have launched this with Saudi Arabia. The Russians have come out and said, we've never had a real ceasefire with you the last year. You're cheating. You're targeting Syrian forces. You're killing them almost on a daily basis. You are backing Islamic Wahhabist forces that have come here from around the world being run by Saudi Arabia. Stop it. The Russian generals have come out yesterday and said this again. And guess what? It's true. Criminal elements that run our government, the George Soros types, are openly running Wahhabist jihad worldwide. Now, Al-Qaeda is not the father of ISIS. It is the brother of ISIS. Saudi Arabia, Sunni Wahhabism is the mother and the father. But the modern military incarnations of this are Al-Qaeda, which was much smaller and more infiltrated by Western intelligence than the new ISIS system, which means Islamic State. Al-Qaeda means the base. Same thing. It is the Islamic base. It is the state. It is planting the flag. It is the invasion force. It is the declaration of living space, of Lebensraum, of taking over the world, of usurping you for Islam, of the Islamic State. And in this war on narratives, they think the public's so stupid. And look at Californians. Not one Californian our reporter talked to last week knew that the Trumps weren't really hunting Stegosaurus and Triceratops and pterodactyls. People think that's a fake video. We're going to do one in Austin. I predict Austinites aren't as brain damaged as Californians, but they're close because they're so-called liberals. I am predicting half of the Austinites at UT, or the people at the University of Texas, we're going to go there and other Trinity areas, will believe that the Trump brothers, the Trump sons, are hunting Stegosaurus, are hunting Triceratops and Pterodactyl. Because you understand, everything the globalist does is pointed at low-information morons like these people, who aren't deplorable. They're just sad little TV heads who have no culture, no future, no life, the opposite of a liberal, who believe they're liberal. They're moron, brainwashed idiots who have been given by the mainstream media the mantle of intellectual gods, when they are nothing but drooling, sycophantic, foppish morons. And I don't say that with pleasure, but these are snot-nosed, dangerous authoritarians. And when our military starts coming out, and General Flynn came out and said, we're backing Al-Qaeda, they're now known as ISIS, when the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Dempsey, went to Obama 4 years ago and said, there's going to be a military revolt, they're not going to follow orders, do not bomb the Syrian regular army, or there's going to be a full revolt and we're going to Congress. Obama had to back off for about 2 years, rename it ISIS within weeks, and then launch this new Islamic invasion that's a ground force all over the world. And then Merkel opens up the border. They bring them all into Europe. Soros is in the news today. They've given $3 billion in the last 5 years to radical Islamic groups in the U.S. and Europe, and hundreds of millions to Black Lives Matter. Ford Foundation gave another $100 million 2 weeks ago. Soros is now pledging an additional $500 million to lobby for open borders in Europe and the United States. And of course, the media spins it as, oh, Soros is helping the sweet immigrants. You don't even call them invaders. You don't call them 80% military-aged men. You don't call them Wahhabists. You call them loving little friendly helpers. It's all orchestrated, it's all run, and there last night was Donald Trump meeting with General Flynn and Senator Sessions with the number one stabilizing force in the Middle East after Israel, but the main stabilizing force not just in the Middle East but also in Africa, Egypt, the biggest population in that entire region, saying we're going to help take out the Wahhabists and the Muslim Brotherhood with you and making a deal publicly. In the New York Times to oppose the Islamic invasion, the Wahhabist invasion that criminal elements of our government with Hillary Clinton, Obama, and others have launched. I mean, Obama has personally, with his family, launched jihad invasions of Kenya, which has been 90% a Christian nation. Parts of Kenya have already fallen, like Sudan. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen, and Trump is being advised by the patriots like General Flynn, who was the main person orchestrating the military saying no to backing Al-Qaeda slash ISIS. This is big. This is the counter coup. This is the soft coup against the globalist, against the leftist Goldman Sachs world government combine with Bloomberg and you know, all these other New World Order people working with Soros, the Rockefeller Foundation, the UN, you name it, to bring down the West. This is really happening. Russia has been encircled by the Islamist army the globalists are using. Europe is being openly invaded, and the sleeper cells are being put in place. Same thing with the U.S. and Canada. Russia dare fights back against it and says to the United States, let's combine forces and stop this together. And they're told no. But our military behind the scenes has, and Cy Hirsch has brought out that classified information. We're skipping this break. So this is the massive level of historical things that are happening. Not my opinion. Yes, you heard it here first 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 5 years ago, a year ago. Yes, we were spot on. Yes, we were on target. Because we have the sources, and I do the research, and we have the guest on, and we understand who the bad guys are and who the good guys are, and we now know the battle plan. I thought they just used radical Islam to set up a police state in the United States and have excuses to invade the Middle East and go after the non-radical countries, which you've seen them do, and overthrow, like Egypt, like Libya, like Iraq. And compared to the Wahhabists, they're non-radical. But I thought it was to maybe use those as bases to take out the radicals. No, the globalists are so evil, they're actually doing that for the radicals to turn all of Islam into the most vicious system you could ever imagine, which is very, very close to happening. And then double-crossing the West and actually bringing in the Muslims by the tens of millions and making us submit to them. And the government will be the client manager of all the different disparate groups in the divide-and-conquer strategy. So it gets crazier. I'm going to play this clip first. So you have the father of the bomber, reported bomber, reportedly admits he did it, going to the police 2 years ago and saying he plans to attack. You got to stop him, and they didn't. So if you ask where's the false flags, The White House has tied the hands of the FBI, the federal marshals, you name it. This is all on record. They're not even allowed to investigate mosques. They're not allowed to even prosecute Muslims when they create all sorts of problems and commit crimes. This guy had stabbed a family member, critically wounding him 3 years ago, and had been let off, not even charged. Not even charged. Because it's a protected class. The radical Muslims are the detonator to destabilize everything. And that's what Soros says in his emails. Remember, this is no longer our expert opinion. This is confirmed in triplicate. So huge. And what do? They come out and they say, well, you know, we're just going to have to take more of your liberties and have the NSA spy on you. And it turns out the NSA isn't even spying on the jihadists, basically. It was all used as a way, again, to bring in the police state. Does that mean we hate the average cop? No. They're being enslaved as well. Not about police state. I mean multinational corporations running our infrastructure, spy grids, having kill switches and everything. This is the ultimate national security risk to America. This is how we got Trojan horse captured by an offshore technocracy that admittedly runs the NSA and the other 15 agencies now. We've been captured. It's happened. They staged the attacks with the radical Muslims, pass all these laws allowing a total 1984 control grid, put the system in place, and then phase two, dissolve our borders and bring in the very supposed threat that the police state was set up to counter. To then in phase two, manage those attacks from all the sleeper cells that are real and that are going to take action, order the FBI to not stop the attacks, let the attacks take place. This is all admitted now. And then dissolve everyone's freedoms and legitimize the 1984 total surveillance state. You've been given the plan before it happened, while it was happening, and now that we are up to our eyeballs in this swamp. Only admitting it is going to get us out of it, because here's the big enchilada. I would tell people 20 years ago they were going to come out with driverless cars and then raise insurance rates to where everything had to be driverless as a way to totally control society. And also during an economic collapse, the elite corporations will still have their robot cars and robot 18-wheelers running. So they'll have their own autonomous robot system with a very small group of humans to upkeep it, making all of us obsolete to be kept in our ghettos, basically. With all the new regulations and controls under Agenda 21, not letting us barter, not letting us plant crops, not letting us garden, not letting us machine shop or engage in metallurgy outside of their control. It's a total admitted takeover. Now, I saw it over the horizon. Now what I saw over the horizon is here and exactly as I saw it. Because I studied history, feudalism, technocracy, technotronic era, Brzezinski, the Kissinger Group, the Royal Commission on Population, what Google said it was going to. I mean, this is all public. And now they're in your face, throwing down the gauntlet, the New York Times, I have it here, and they say, U.S. signals backing for self-driving cars, and it says in the article, the feds are going to set it up where the highways are for driverless cars and not your cars, and tax you and regulate you, forcing you, and this is an incredibly arrogant statement, within 5 years out of your cars. And you say, well, how are they going to pull that off? Because they're getting ready for a gigantic depression. Oh, that's the next shoe to drop. They have a big globalist professor writing a CNN article saying, I'm not going to tell you what it is, but a giant global crisis is about to happen within 1 month that will shake Trump and Hillary. Prepare yourself. And then people all speculate. There's an article on Infowars.com. You know, is it a jihad attack? You know, is it a big war that's about to happen? It's all of that. It's already happening. But it's going to be, unless they change plans, but currently it's already on, German bank collapse, which will then be followed by a huge banking crisis where they hold everyone hostage and say politically, do whatever we say and give us unlimited banker bailouts and control of your currencies even further and let it all be completely untransparent, or the stock market won't go back up. So that's what they say is coming. Bloomberg, Deutsche Bank goes to crisis era well. German banks say it's on the verge of total collapse. That's today. Now, the giant enchilada, the first clip of the day. I've laid out the spectrum of what we currently face. In their own words, George Soros captaining the whole thing. Proud man who told reporters 30 years ago he believed he was the Messiah. He believes he is the Messiah. But said, you can find the quotes, I had to get into power first or they would lock me up thinking I was insane. Ooh, see, it's not insane if he becomes the Messiah. See, the Messiah. A guy thinks he's the Messiah, was a Nazi collaborator when he was 15 years old. Got rich off the Jews he helped find and ferret out. I mean, just think of the evil level of these people. And now, 500 million in this month alone to break our borders. Associated Press. And what do? They've claimed there's going to be no election fraud. Oh, there's going to be no problems. There's nothing going on. There's nothing happening. Alex is insane a month and a half ago. Then Trump comes out and says, no, we are going to investigate it. It's real. And then they come out and say the Russians have hacked the election computers. We have to hook into all of them with the OECD's paramilitary arm. The OECD is what founded the modern EU. The actual corporation, the Marshall Plan Corporation, is going to come here now and take us fully under its control. And they've now announced, ladies and gentlemen, that they believe that the Russians might try to come after Hillary Clinton. They're floating that. The Russians, if you believe that. When Hillary is a globalist, she is a conqueror, she is a general for the New World Order that is here sitting on us. She is the multinational queen. She is their agent. They are the outside group. We are conquered to a great extent. Now they want to mop up media, and they say the alternative right, those that will tell you the truth, have no right to exist. You're watching history happen because we're there opposing them. The last Americans, the last Europeans in Europe and others, people in other countries like Brazil are trying to block the globalists and being brought to their knees. They're bringing other countries to their knees. They're about to bring the UK to its knees because it dare declare sovereignty. And you have the UN making all the laws. You have all this global control. We have our borders being opened. And the people of England say, we never voted to enter you. We're going to get out. They vote to leave and they go, sorry, we're not letting you leave. And by the way, we're going to smash your economy and teach you not to try to leave us. These are authoritarians, people. These people are evil. And they're now dissolving Europe's borders to flood it with giant poor populations that they're going to have under their control. And running TV ads, state-run, saying it's bad to be German, it's bad to be Swedish, white people are bad, you must accept the hijab, Islam is your future. And they're advertising it all over Africa and the Middle East. Come here, we're open. And the Muslim imams say, they are weak, we take them now, we come. And Merkel and Hollande and all the leaders openly write articles saying, this is good, you're seeing the fall of Europe. They're actually admitting it. And I got to hand it to them. They're finally going to conquer Europe after the Middle East trying for thousands of years. It's actually happening. But, I mean, they ran Europe. What's wrong with Europe? They're just destroying it for fun, pissing on it, because these are deviants. And now, the big cliff. I'm going to go to it as we go to break and then come back with the rest. Hillary Clinton asked by Bloomberg, are the Russians the ones behind the bombing? There is no radical Islam, even though his father says he did it. You're bad to say it, but ladies and gentlemen, is it the Russians bombing? Radical Islam doesn't exist, Hillary. I mean, they're peaceful, right? The Russians. I mean, this is the wild-eyedness of these people, and the guy that leads them who thinks he's the Messiah. Here it is.
Are you concerned that this weekend's attacks or potential incidents in the coming weeks might be an attempt by ISIS or ISIS sympathizers or really any other group, maybe the Russians, to influence the presidential race in some way and presumably try to drive votes to Donald Trump?
Hit pause. Back at the start, I want to come back and play this in full without interruption, but notice, she looks at that woman. They make eye contact. She doesn't do press conferences. She has chosen little deals every day or so, and she can get up for 10 minutes. Look how sick she looks. To let them ask a few pre-scripted questions. That's admitted years ago. It's admitted in her emails that it's all scripted free questions. She gets ready for the scripted questions. So this is Hillary asking herself a question. That's news right there. And they slip in ISIS, Al-Qaeda. Oh, admitting, oh, yeah, maybe they do terror. to make it sound more legitimate and then slip in the Russians.
See?
All of it scripted. All of it engineered. Admittedly so. All of it a conspiracy against the free world. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I play chess. And I play three-dimensional chess when I study politics and history. And a lot of people who think that Obamacare is free when it's not, and a lot of people who take Common Core classes and believe 2 plus 2 equals 5, they can't grasp some of the ideas we put out here. And I'm going to be honest. I don't say this in an elitist fashion. I don't say this from a position of enjoying the fact that the general public and even most so-called intellectuals, pseudo-intellectuals, don't know what they're talking about, don't really know about terms. They're very threatened by it. They don't like it. I'm into knowledge and history because it's incredibly interesting and because I don't want to be a slave. I fundamentally don't like reading hundreds and hundreds of books and hundreds of white papers where the globalist and watching them on C-SPAN and TED TV and you name it, admitting everything they're doing to us and knowing that 95% of what I say came out of their mouths. And then I show you where they said it. And then the public goes, you're a conspiracy theorist. I choose not to believe that. Or they say, that's your interpretation. No, $100 trillion a decade global carbon tax to start that they admit is to end the industrialized world on a selective basis and only allow industry in select corporate reservations. That's called high-tech feudalism. And by the way, they call it a new form of feudalism in the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment. I mean, you know, I remember reading this stuff, and it's like, this sounds like feudalism. They'd say, we will reestablish feudalism. And you're like, whoa. But again, the general public's like, oh, you're being fancy. Feudalism, what's that made-up word? You know, fag. And I use that. If you haven't seen, you know, Idiocracy, the guy was just average in the year 2020 or whatever. He goes forward 200 years, and people are so dumbed down, he's like the smartest person on the earth. And he goes into this court trial, and he goes, I'd like to put on some evidence. The judge goes, why don't you just sit down and stop talking like a fag? And I've actually seen people who will say, look at him. He's reading a book. I've actually been out at pools and stuff and seen guys walk by some other guy reading a book and go, oh, wow, reading a book. Must be really smart. Hey, girls, look. I mean, it's like a war on knowledge. And it's getting weirder and weirder and weirder. Because the more knowledge you get, the more you want. Because then you just start figuring stuff out. And then you're more successful in life and business. And then all of a sudden, you're hanging around with the brainiacs of the planet. Instead, people think it's really cool to know nothing. Or act like they do and just laugh at everybody. But I'm here to tell you, a world government is being established that is designed to set up a planet where you don't exist. That's pretty diabolical. And they're now announcing in Bloomberg and the New York Times, hey, by 2025, there'll be no one allowed to drive on the roads. You're like, well, that'll never happen. The point is they're trying to break your will and just being the most extreme up front. We're building a world where humans don't run anything. Except the humans that set up the computers and control those, they're called technocrats. And the globalists call themselves technocrats at Davos and at Bilderberg and at the Club of Rome. And they talk about all these horrible things they're going to do. So, like appointing presidents in three European countries in the last 5 years and saying, this is our new model where we appoint presidents. That's like Hitler invading in World War II and appointing presidents and premiers. Prime ministers. But it's like, it's okay. We took over. We've got fancy Hugo Boss black uniforms. So it's okay because we have machine guns and guys that'll kill you if you don't follow our orders. The average trendy just goes, so what if they're appointing presidents? Big deal. I'm a liberal. Shut up, homophobe. You're like, I have nothing against gay people. What if I'll even use the word you tell me to use. Shut up. You hate me. Or I'm not even gay, but you still hate black people. You're like, actually, I don't. It's like dealing with the idiocy. But let me tell you something. The big think tanks wouldn't have started all this anti-Russia stuff. There's Russian spies everywhere. We've got to arrest Alex Jones and shut down the alt media and shut down Breitbart and shut down Matt Drudge. The Russians, are they under here? Are they over there? I guess out of 50-something crew members, we do have one evil Russian who came over here to get away from the communists and she's a little girl and then served in the U.S. military with an honorable discharge. But that doesn't matter because, I mean, Donald Trump's his godfather is Putin. I mean, we saw Rachel Maddow. She put my head up there with Trump's and Putin's like it was some type of, you know, communist ideology with the red in the background. Like we were the founding fathers of Marx and Engels when Russia's the one going away from communism. And when it's the Democrats that put out campaign posters not mocking people as founding Russian communist, but promoting it as founding Russian communist. I mean, there's no end to these people. So, let's finish up with this Hillary clip where she gets there, always by her plane, always at the airport with four or five of her little minions that follow her around and roll oranges to her to ask her questions. Injecting, okay, it's an attack. Oh, it's a bombing now. Now we're allowed to say that. But only when the media says so. It's like yesterday, Owen Schroyer was in New York. He's back today. He and Zimmerman are sitting there talking to people on the street. You saw it on Aaron. He goes up to a TV camera person that's there at the scene and says, well, is Trump bad? And then this is an educated idiot he's talking to. He actually has an IQ, but is in such a cult that he has to say, okay, well, was this a bombing? Yes, it was a bombing. Well, Trump said it was, and everybody said he was bad. Well, that's because he jumped the gun. Well, no, there was, two devices went off in one day, and he was talking to cops. It was bombs, and, he's allowed to think on his own. If I see a blade of grass, and I say it's a blade of grass, do I have to wait for ABC News to say it's a blade of grass? And the guy goes, actually, I kind of get your point. Okay, I get it. That guy, you could tell, was smart. He didn't have dim eyes. But he was so brainwashed that he himself was there enforcing his own enslavement in front of us. And I don't call him an idiot because I get off on that. The person's an idiot to lie to himself, and those trendies care about what people say about them. So I'm going to tell you, if it hurts your feelings, not because I want to hurt you, because I want you to get up off your ass and wake up and break your conditioning. Brother, that's cult-level control. Okay? When Trump can't say it's a bombing, and when he's proven right, that's a bad thing. That's upside down land. That's bizarro world. We ain't living there. So let's go to the clip. Here it is.
Are you concerned that this weekend's attacks or potential incidents in the coming weeks might be an attempt by ISIS or ISIS sympathizers or really any other group, maybe the Russians, to influence the presidential race in some way and presumably try to drive votes to Donald Trump, who is, as you've said before, widely seen as perhaps being somebody who they would be more willing to or see as an easier person to be against?
Well, Jennifer, I don't want to speculate, but here's what we know. And I think it's important for voters to hear this and weigh it in making their choices.
Back it up. See, now, 4 days in, we don't need to speculate. When the government doesn't want an answer to be there, even though the answer is right in your face, like 4 days after the sun rises and sets, ma'am, will the sun come tomorrow? We don't want to speculate. But here's what we know. Oh, she's the authority, like grandma talking to a two-year-old. Here, let me talk to you like you're a moron. Oh, here, Hillary, I'm waiting for you. I'm not going to say you're standing in front of a jumbo jet saying Stronger Together. I'm not going to say it at a news conference. I don't know where Hillary is in this video unless she tells me. I don't know if this is a piece of paper from Politico saying George H.W. Bush to vote for Hillary Clinton. I mean, it says that. But I have to wait till they tell me, because I don't really exist. I just have to sit here as a spectator, as a computer program, and receive whatever they tell me. So, okay, I'm ready to receive it. Here's what we know, okay? See, no one else can speculate, but I can talk now. I am where the knowledge comes from, like Moses up on the mountain. This is the religion of arrogance, of these authoritarian, hunchback, crone-like demons that rule us. Here it is.
We know that a lot of the rhetoric we've heard from Donald Trump has been seized on by terrorists, in particular ISIS, because they are looking to make this in a war against Islam.
Okay, back it up again. Because I could teach a college course on brainwashing and disinformation and this war on narrative bull I'm about to define. First, they won't call it bombs. They won't call it Islamic. They won't call it terror. The guy's dad said he went to training camps. He warned the police and the FBI. They were ordered to stand down because, this stuff doesn't exist. Just, it isn't happening. Now Trump's proven right. It's happening. And so these groups are seizing on Trump. That's why. Really, Trump wasn't running until a year and a half ago. And Al-Qaeda and ISIS invaded 20-something countries. And our own government was there funding them and protecting them. And the news was calling it the Arab Spring. This woman was running the State Department then as the lead general in the telecommunications, in the phones, in the communiques, in the WikiLeaks, in the admitted public data. She was the one ordering the stand down. She was the one not letting people get help in Benghazi. She was the one when Gaddafi months before was totally ready to surrender and give the West anything they wanted. He was going to run to France, he thought. And they set him up to kill him because they wanted to loot the country and make it a failed state to destabilize what was left of Africa. Think about that. Everything she says is the opposite of it. She is the leader, the founder, literally, of modern ISIS with Obama, what Trump said is pure truth, told him by the former head of Defense Intelligence, General Flynn, who's a super patriot, who is preparing to try to save the country right now, meeting with foreign leaders 18 hours a day to try to stop World War III, that this lady and George Soros, the Messiah, go look it up. George Soros believes he's the Messiah. All he leaves is death and destruction behind him, but he's a Messiah. I'm going to try to shut up and just get to the clip after it, but here it is.
War against jihadists, violent terrorists, people who number in the maybe tens of thousands, not the tens of millions. They want to use that to recruit more fighters to their cause by turning it into a religious conflict. That's why I've been very clear. We're going after the bad guys, and we're going to get them. But we're not going to go after an entire religion and give ISIS exactly what it's wanting in order for them.
Well, ISIS is panicking, and now admits they're being beaten because finally our military working with the Russians is ignoring Obama's orders most of the time and taking them out. So now they said stay in place. They launched a worldwide emergency on Sunday and said stay in place. Start killing where you're at. So that's now Donald Trump's fault, because you launched them, Hillary. And then it gets worse. Donald Trump's son puts out a tweet of Skittles saying a whole bag of Skittles might be not poisonous, but two or three of them are poisonous with these Muslims. Would you let them in? Obviously not. I was watching Fox News this morning. They go, has Donald Trump Jr. gone too far? A bag of Skittles. So they take normal speech, like people saying, yeah, Thomas Jefferson said, in the Declaration of Independence, we have a right to fight back. Oh, my gosh, they're calling for violence. That should be outlawed. They're taking normal American speech and demonizing it now. They're taking normal Americana and saying the alt-right doesn't have a right to exist. Let's continue with Hillary.
To enhance their position. Secondly, we know that Donald Trump's comments have been used online for recruitment.
No, you and your husband have.
We've heard that.
Pause again and back it up 10 seconds. They're the ones working with the Europeans, working with the British and others, and the French, who allowed Islamic recruiting, Wahhabist recruiting, to launch the Arab Spring. Where Bilderberg met, north of London, we went there and covered it. It was in the news that the year before they hatched the Arab Spring with Facebook and Twitter and Google, MI6 and NATO, and the State Department of the U.S., and launched it the next year. They've launched this whole takeover of 20-plus countries, hundreds of thousands dead per country in some cases, 60, 70,000 dead in Libya, bare minimum. And then she sits there saying Donald Trump did it. So now it's Islamic terror. She told you it wasn't a few days ago. So it's Donald Trump's fault. Let's continue.
We know that Donald Trump's comments have been used online for recruitment of terrorists.
That's a leftist model.
We've heard that.
That's why they're banning your speech in Germany and a bunch of other European countries and the UK, arresting people that mildly criticize Islam or radical Islam and say it's wrong. That's why they arrest you, because you are causing them to kill. Our governments bring them in. They start killing everybody, acting like total animals towards women. Then we're supposed to kiss their ass and adopt what they're doing because it's our fault. This is the script that Merkel and Hollande, and they all follow it. In the colleges, everywhere, you're seeing a script thrown at you like you're an idiot.
Used online for recruitment of terrorists. We've heard that from former CIA director Michael Hayden, who made it a very clear point when he said Donald Trump is being used as a recruiting sergeant for the terrorists. We also know from the former head of our counterterrorism center, Matt Olson, that the kinds of rhetoric and language that Mr. Trump has used is giving aid and comfort to our adversaries.
Hayden and Olson are working with the globalists who illegally spy on the American people. That's all been exposed. They're part of the program, not letting the real data and intelligence get to the FBI and others. And I'm not defending the FBI, but it's had its hands tied. The intelligence flows down to the FBI. The FBI agents get prosecuted. The San Bernardino shooters, 2 years before the FBI tried to stop them, they were going to Pakistan, Saudi Arabia. Criminal charges investigation was opened on a civil rights violation. Loretta Lynch's predecessor, the Attorney General. And then now she's expanded it. These people are so sick, and you sit here and you watch them engage in it, it makes me want to throw up. And I apologize to prostitutes, ladies of the night, whores. That is a old profession, and I think honorable profession, compared to Hillary Clinton, and that just slipped out. It's like calling somebody a bastard. Big deal if you don't have a dad that stayed home compared to that. That's not that big an insult. A lot of great people are bastards. So it's wrong to call Clinton a bastard, you know, her husband. He's a rapist. He's a criminal. He's a thug that only gave 5%, it's now come out, of the money they got for Haiti to actual people in Haiti. They kept tens of millions of dollars. Those are monsters. Those are master criminals. Those are filth, the likes of which have never seen. Witch. Evil, twisted witch king is a proper name for her. So I apologize for starting to call her a whore. I'm sure MSNBC will have fun with that. Give me a break. You people have hitched your wagon to a whore of Babylon, drunk on the blood of the saints, engineering the murder of Christians. Skip this break. It's too important. Ladies and gentlemen, it's literally out of the Bible. I'm not saying she is the whore of Babylon, literally, but the Bible says there are many antichrists, there are many whores, there are the antichrist spirit. And you study these people. There is a spirit that animates them, and everything she's done is they'll go out of their way to target Christians in Africa, Christians in the Middle East, Christians in Europe, Christians in Eastern Europe, Christians in Russia, Christians in Central Asia, Christians in Northern Asia, Southeast Asia, into the different areas in the Pacific. They go out of their way to target Christians. That's even admitted by mainstream news. The persecution and murder of Christians is logarithmically doubling every year because there is a bounty out. Millions of Christians are being killed a year now. The numbers are just untold. Untold! Because she, who launched this giant Arab Muslim Wahhabist spring, is a whore of Babylon, drunk on the blood of the saints. Look at her stumbling around. They're out of the Bible. Drunk. So demonic. So such a mass murderer. You think Jeffrey Dahmer was bad with 7 or 8 bodies in his refrigerator? Give me a break. And a deep freeze? This woman is just murder the Christians. Destroy everything. I mean, you notice drunk is, but still stumbling forward, more blood. As he falls down, they go, our God must be lifted back up. And more blood of innocent. Sell the baby parts. Arrest the reporters that expose for keeping babies alive. Eat the hospitals with their bodies. Have the Pepsi taste testing systems be based on fetal tissue. All demonic systems. Genetically engineer all the crops. Overthrow creation. More blood. That's Hillary. Drunk on the blood of the saints. Just hit me. She's it's biblical. It's prophecy. Stumbling. Full of the blood of the innocents. Oh, my God. Full of the blood of the saints. Full of the blood of the innocents. An actual goblin vampire. Blackbelly would be her name. Filled with the blood. An intergalactic mosquito. Oh, my God. It's incredible. It's all true. Now, let's go to the next piece. Talking about intergalactic mosquito. That's a metaphor. It's an allegory for the media. Look at this body snatcher. Politico, George H.W. Bush, we have this clip, to vote for Hillary Clinton. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. All the old evil warmongers and those that called for world government and those that bankrupted our economy and those that reversed the Reagan policies that made us so successful. Oh, my gosh, this horrible. I mean, this wonderful person has come out, this globalist minion of evil. This curse on humanity with his horrible family has now climbed back out of the pit to have one more utterance that, you know, your mother's doing you know what in hell as he spews figurative green pea soup out of his maw to tell us that he likes Hillary Clinton. Well, look at both of you prepared for the abyss. God's chefs are metaphorically, spiritually loading big, juicy apples into your mouths, and the big furnace doors opening up, and you're sliding in on rails. I'm afraid the Patriots are already prepared for you when your New World Order arrives. See, you think you're the only people that know about these plans, and oh, you've got all these plans, and they're so evil, and oh, they're so demoniac, and there's so much energy in them, and but there's a whole other level above that that sees your whole plan and knows how to stop it, and knows that you have only been the people sent to prepare us to crush you in our elementary school graduation ceremony. So, George Herbert Walker Bush to vote for Hillary Clinton. They call themselves a family. You know, I've interviewed all the top CIA people, and I say all the ones who'll talk, dozens and dozens. And it's all come out. The Clintons were recruited for the CIA when they were both in high school. Then they were put on section together. We have another section chief in London. They were sent into the Moscow to try to infiltrate the Russians. They were brought back here. They were then set up by different paramilitary groups and the CIA to run for the governorship, to bring in the cocaine, to do all the rest they've done. And that's why they've been vacationing with the Bushes. They had that whole fake election in 1992, 93. It's all staged. I said it was staged in 96 when I first got on the air. And now they admit they vacationed together and call themselves family because William Jefferson Clinton is the son of the former Rockefeller governor of Arkansas. Now, let's go ahead and go to a clip of the family, the Bush family, worshiping the Clintonistas.
You've often referred to Bill Clinton, and you talked about his relationship with your father and how it developed, and your mother as well, and he's your brother from another mother. What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
Interesting.
He thinks of George a little bit like the father he didn't have. And he's very loving to him. And I really appreciate that. I love Bill Clinton.
Yeah, it was the Rockefellers that set up Herbert Walker and Prescott, his daddy. And so they were returning the loving favor. When I say loving favor, I mean loving. I skipped two breaks this hour. Nobody does that in talk radio. I just get so fired up I can't help it. We need funding. Quite frankly, I've not been plugging. We're not doing that good right now. We need to keep the reporters we've got and hire more. We have the very best products you're ever going to find out there on nutraceuticals, the supplements, the Hillary for Prison t-shirts, whether it's storable foods or books or films or non-GMO heirloom seeds, the way God made them. It'll be a conspiracy one day that there were ever seeds that were natural. I heard once trees had their own seeds and self-replicated. Oh, the boss has picked us up. You've committed a Section 784-2X5 crime. Oh, I heard that women once had breasts and gave milk. Another crime you've committed. Anyways, I mean, that's where we're going here. Where you ask Hillary 4 days later, was it a bomb, Hillary? We won't jump the gun now, my dearie. And the reporters, thank you. But continuing, herbs that God gave us, concentrated, 20% off super male, super female vitality. We need you to get this and try it just for your own self and see how amazing it is for stamina, libido. See the 5-star reviews from third-party sites we link to on InfoWarsLive.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And a ton of people went and downloaded the new InfoWars Live app that's got video feeds, audio feeds, alerts. So many new functions will be added in the next few months. Get the feed now, and most importantly, share it. It's a war. InfoWars.com/ I like that term. InfoWars.com/app app. InfoWars.com/app. And it's free from the NSA globalist at Google and the exterminist over at Apple to throw it in your face with the sign of the fall of man with an apple right in your face. Well, we're going to take that apple and shove it where the sun don't shine. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, because there's knowledge above that, and we've got to defeat this. Get the free app, jam it down their throats, send the link out, hurt them, hammer them, beat the brains out politically.